I saw on the internet last night, there's a lovely initiative called the Free We Library Project, and they pop up here, there and everywhere, and there's one currently at Ned's Point, and it's very much reliant on people being honest and caring, because it's left there for people to remove a book and return a book and what have you. And there was one, and is one, based at Ned's Point in Buncrana, but Councillor Nicholas Crossan, sad to report that someone saw fit to damage it, Nicholas.
Yes, this project has been going for about 3 years in Buncrana. There's probably six or seven of them scattered throughout Buncrana in various spots. Actually, it's going national, this project. And I've seen them on photographs of the doors torn off the front of it. Now, it's a very fragile little cabinet that was made with just a door on it, the glass that you can look on through it, pick out your book, return a book, or leave books. Free service, greatly used in Buncrana, and somebody has thought they're worth their while to destroy it.
Who runs it? Is it a council initiative or?
No. There are a few people in Buncrana. There's a lady that I know personally, she would be involved in it, come up with the idea, got somebody to make the units and put them in that particular area. And it's just a vandalism, unfortunately.
And it would break your heart, wouldn't it, if you were sort of, you know, trying something nice to the community, as this is, encourage reading. And it's based on us being a civil society that won't just go up and destroy it for the sake of doing so.
Yeah, there's people who will go out for a walk and visitors come along. And it is a unique project. I haven't seen it anywhere else in the country. And people will go along, take a book out, and maybe sit at Swan's Park and maybe a short story or something like that, and read, spend half an hour there and reading a piece of a book or something like that there. There's all types of books that's left of them. And every day it changes because there are people come down with different books. And it's a great facility.
Mm.
And unfortunately, this one at Ned's Point is one of the points that you can drive to maybe within 100 metres of it and then walk around the corner. I would say there's probably someone in the car that has vandalised.
Yeah, but just the reason I wanted to bring it up is that maybe embarrass whoever did it into making sure they don't do it again, or if anyone saw who did it, it is vandalism, pass the information on to the Gardaí. It breaks your heart when people try and do something nice, and do something that benefits the area, and then someone comes along and what they may see is a bit of fun, or even they don't have the brains to see it as fun or otherwise, and it just ruins it, you know, it ruins it for everyone.
Well, I can't see how anybody would see it as fun. And I'm sure you can't see the names of books, but I'm sure there's children's books that are scattered all over the path. The children will go down there, they could take a book down to the beach, sit down between swimming or building sandcastles or whatever, do read a bit of the book and leave it back again. And that's the facility that was there. And unfortunately, that was vandalized before. The door was broke on it. The lock was broken. And this all takes money to be replaced.
Yeah, and effort and time. Listen, Nicholas, thanks for coming on and highlighting it with us. And hopefully it's the last time we'll see it, but I don't think it's the first time it's happened. But be that as it may, it has. We hope it's put back together again and people keep up the great work. Thanks, Councillor.
Okay, thanks, Greg.
All right, have a good day. That's the Free Wee Library Project and their little tiny wee library. And I think we'll stick some Facebook pictures up or stick some pictures up on our Facebook page, The Weekend Edition. And you can see for yourself, it's really quite sad. I know it's not necessarily, you know, life or death, but still.